It's 8:31. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall over there. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. Gary? 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove actions on parcels owned by Ron Hasley. So, Ron, you're up. Name and address for the record. You know the routine.
Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice. I believe there was also a request that this be a closed hearing because of the sensitivity of some of the information here today.
And it doesn't meet the requirements of the Open Meeting Act, Ron.
Okay. I'd ask the board to go into an executive session so I can explain some of these sensitive issues.
It's an open meetings state, so and this is no different than any other business before this board.
Okay. If you folks want this public, then we'll go. We're ready to proceed. Are we on the record?
Yes, sir. It's on.
It's on. Don, are you able to provide me with a copy of the recording for today?
Mm-hmm. And it will be on the website, too.
The entire recording?
Yeah, it'll be uploaded in probably within a day.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little clarification. I understand that I have 15 minutes per property to discuss these. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and we'll try to make this as short as possible. If it's okay with the board, I have grouped some of these properties together simply because the proximity of the properties are they're basically within the same block or couple blocks of each other, and I'm going to do the neighborhood evaluations on those properties or go by the neighborhood numbers that were provided to me. Just to lay a little groundwork, and hopefully this board will stipulate a few things here. I think we can all agree that the price of housing has declined since 2006, and I am providing information here, one by Standards and Poor's, and the other by the Schilling Report of percentage of drop in the housing. If the board so desires, or if they would like to stipulate, I can provide copies of this information to them.
Copies made? Do you have any copies of anything for anybody?
Basically, it's a 20% reduction in overall housing market since 2009, a 30% reduction from 2006 to 2009.
I got a question. That's overall for the whole United States.
Yes, this is okay. a national average.
Not for Gage County.
Well, what I'll try to do is bring it into Gage County and show that we're actually in some areas we're a little worse than that. Other areas we're a little stronger. You know, I'm trying to get an across-the-board number that everybody we'll kind of agree with that we are the housing market has changed since 2006. Would you like a copy, yes or no?
Well, if you want to just mark it, and as part
what I'd like to do, Roger, since there's so much information, is just if you want a copy, I'll just mark it and then we'll get copies to you. Okay, thank you.
If you're presenting it, Ron, we better have a copy.
So, okay,
I mean, that's how we'll do it.
Okay,
yeah, like Don said, it's public record now.
Okay.
So what you present, we'll go into a file.
Perfect. Okay, next I'd probably like to establish the fact that I have been in the real estate business since 1979. I have over 30 years experience closer here in Gage County and elsewhere in the state. The law actually requires a homeowner to be what the law allows me to do is as a homeowner, I do have the authority to come to you and protest my taxes in regard to the valuations and so on and so forth. The other thing I will submit to the board is applicable law. This information was provided to me by the Turk Board, state of Nebraska, in regard to most of these issues that we're going to be brought up today. A couple of them I'll just briefly touch on. As you see, most of my protest is due to equalization and to the actual value of the properties. So I provided definitions and case study law in regard to those, and I'll refer back to them from time to time. Of course, all of you know actual value of the property is what a willing buyer is willing to pay and a willing seller is willing to sell for. I'm going to key on that today. And we all know there's three types of ways that a mass appraisal can come to that conclusion. One is a sales comparison, which I'll bring up today. One is a income approach, which not all these properties have that type of approach, so we will not be able to use that. The other is, of course, a cost approach, and we'll see that where that is not applicable in some of these properties. Okay, so you would like a copy of that?
Yes.
Roger.
Again, it's up to you as far as if you're referring to it. It would be nice for the board to have
okay.
a copy of the same.
Thank you. Okay. The first properties, if I may, that I try to lump together are the properties on North 6th Street down over here. We have several of those properties that we own. They're rental slash investment properties, and we've done a sales comparable of the other houses in that block or within a two-block radius of that and the neighborhood. I guess, Patty, to help you out, they would be 1001 North 6, 1011 North 6, 1015 North 6, 1017 North 6, 1021 North 6, 805 North 4th, and 812 North 4th.
I have a 1017 North 6 also.
I believe I stated that.
Oh, did you? Okay. 1017 and then 804.
805 and 812 North 4th.
Oh, them all in. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Matt.
Patty, I have a question. Does that represent items 0 through 4 on our no-change list? Are those E6 investments? Is that?
No.
Okay, so we don't know.
So we don't have a listing of anything?
Not of these,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Because we've never heard these as a committee.
Oh,
I mean, Ron
okay.
came in and he wanted them to go before the full board.
Okay.
Yes, and yeah, we might want to get that on the record that...
Ron, we did go ahead and put your lots on, too.
The what?
The lots, the vacant lots. I just brought them all to this
meeting.
Oh,
you brought them back in?
I brought them all to
this
meeting.
Okay, very good.
So we could discuss those if you wanted to.
Okay. I believe those properties represent neighborhood 40. Is that correct, or is it 30?
Neighborhood 31.
31?
That's what I have on 1001 North 6.
Ron, so I understand. I'm just looking this up right now. The parcels you just gave are yours and not the neighborhood. Is that correct? Or did you just choose the whole block?
No, those are ours.
Okay, because I was going under that there was a neighborhood. But these are the parcels you are protesting.
Those are the parcels?
The addresses that you are protesting?
Are protesting. And I believe the protest is one of equalization and one is valuation on those parcels.
Would you want me to read those into the record with your parcels on them?
Yes, we need to. That,
that
way we all understand where we're at.
The address are, but I will do the reading.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, the first one is Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice. parcel number 01483900. It's lot 9, block 1, west and 2nd edition. That's the 1001 North 6th. The next one's Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310. Parcel 01483700. Lot 7, block 1, west and 2nd edition. That's 1011 North 6th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice, Nebraska, 01483600. That's lot 6, block 1, west and 2nd edition, or 1015 North 6th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310. Parcel 01483300. Lot 3, block 1, west and 2nd edition, and that's 1021 North 6th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310. Property ID 01483500. Lot 5, block 1, west and 2nd edition, or 1017 North 6th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310. Parcel 10397400. Lot 6, block 3, Penner's edition. That's 805 North 4th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice, 68310. Parcel 01398300. Lot 9, block 4, Penner's edition, or 812 North 4th. Are those the ones, Ron, basically, that you think that you had?
Yes.
Okay.
Question? Okay. If I may just get in this block here, and I'll address comparable sales and valuations. In that particular block down there, there has only been 3 sales of the properties in the last year and a half. Okay, so that's within the immediate block. That block is also a commercial block, just so you know. So there may be some commercial value, but right now
it's a block south of the movie place.
It's a block south of the movie gallery is what it is.
So everyone knows,
okay,
mentally where you're at. I'm looking at it, so I mean.
Okay. The first house that I want to discuss is Mr. Fakler's, Fakler something limited, and his house would be the second one from the corner. It is right in between two parcels that we own.
And that, you're listing that as a comparable then?
As a comparable, on a comparable sale, okay? And I want to address some of the issues that when I did my research, I was very, very disturbed on what the board had that property valued at and what it actually brought. And so part of my concern here in Gage County is that you folks have relied on information from certain individuals that are employed by the assessor's office, and that information is set of guidelines. Okay, when a person comes in, does mass appraisals, they have a little margin of error they have to work with, and we're going to show that margin of error is just absolutely huge on some of these properties. Okay, and so we may have some problems there that we're going to have to deal with. And I will say, and one of the reasons I did want to keep this in a closed hearing is one of the individuals, we have decided to file a discrimination lawsuit in another county, not in Gage County, against this individual for actually increasing the valuations of properties beyond his scope of what he's able to do by law. Okay. Now, Mr. Fakler's property, we don't have our PowerPoint, do we, Patty? Okay. Mr. Fakler's property was valued by you folks in approximately, I think, $43,000. Okay. That property was purchased through Vanderlei Investments for less than $5,000. Okay. And I understand we can't always use a foreclosure or a tax lien sale as a sale of property. But we also got to take into consideration the environment we live in today right now, most of the houses that have sales are foreclosed properties, okay? So Vanderlei picks his property up for under $5,000. He then sells it on an open market to Fakler for $22,000. Okay, so if you have a $43,000 assessed value home that's bringing $22,000 on the open market, you have a huge margin of error. 49.
So are you representing Mr. Fakler on this one?
No, I'm using a sales comparable is what I'm doing. Okay, that house only brought $22,000. You folks had it appraised or assessed at over $43,000, so you have a margin of error of 49.5%. Unacceptable by the standards that it required by the Mass Appraisal Service. Okay. Okay. Now the second house.
Matt,
quick question: did that house sell for? Is it $22,000?
It shows it in there.
And with the valuation.
It's valued at 45. It did sell for 22.
I guess why isn't the valuation at 22,000? That'd be my question. If that was a sale.
We can't chase a sale. I mean, basically, it's valued at 22, but we don't just automatically go out there when it sells and put that property at 22,000.
Was it a short sale?
I don't even know. I don't have the sale.
That sale, actually, if you folks want the information, that sale was sold through a realtor with a reasonable amount of time on the market.
What was the date it sold for the 22?
Actually, I believe it was about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I'll provide you the information for that. That is the furthest sale out, okay, in that block. Now I want to bring you more up to date with the current market and what's going on right now. Okay, recently, and this is very recent because I don't know that you folks have all of this on file yet. There's a property, 1019. You guys are done. Hand that back to him so he can get a picture. 1019 North 6th, which in my opinion is one of the best houses on the block. It's
Ron, Don says we need an address of Fakler's, too, for the record.
Wait, do you have that?
Yeah, it's weird because it's on one thing it says 1005 and then the other's 107. But I do have it here, and I'll get it for you.
1007 North 6?
Yeah, just put it 1007, and you'll know about where it is.
Mr. Chairman,
Matt,
a question. In this context, in an open session like this, is there a way we can use addresses and not bring names of the public out who aren't here to speak for themselves? I guess that would be.
Well, Matt, I requested that, and so I'm going to go the other way.
I'm not saying we go into executive session.
Your presentation, Ron.
Yeah.
You are bringing it up, then you deal with it.
Okay.
But we can't. You know, he's just asking for references. The address is what we need.
I guess I would request.
You feel more comfortable?
Well, that person's not here to defend themselves or
as would
themselves.
I.
If we can just talk addresses, to me that's. Because I would agree. I don't think we should do anything in executive session on this. But when we're talking people's names, if we the address, it's not the person. It's the property and the address we're dealing with.
Part of my discrimination.
And I think that's entirely up to Mr. Hasley to make up his mind. If he wants to use a name or an address or just an address or a name, that's up to him. And then he can deal with that at a later time.
Okay, very good.
Okay, hey, and that's why I wanted this as a closed section. So if we can back up, Don, I'll ask you to strike from the record.
No such thing. It's on there.
Mr. Fakler?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's on there.
All right. From here on out, we'll just use addresses only. That's okay.
And that's your choice, Ron.
Yes, that is my choice, and I prefer it that way. Okay. Very good. 1019 North 6. Okay. As I indicated earlier, this is one of the finer houses on the block. It is the only brick house that is on that block, okay? And you folks had that house valuated at, I believe, $48,000, okay, for your valuation on that property. And that was information brought to you by, I believe that was brought to you by an individual that is employed by the county assessor's office or by the county. okay? And that house just sold on the open market on a couple days ago, July 6th, for $7,100. So you're looking at approximately a $45,000 house, I think it was actually $46,000, that sold for $7,100 on the open market. That margin of error is 84% margin of error on your part. Okay? Now, that, in my opinion, is probably the most solid comparable in that block since it's sandwiched between everything else that we own there. But I'm going to use one more. The most recent sale that has not been recorded yet, but I have done the research on, is 1012 North 5th. Okay? 1012 North 5th. It would be right behind the properties that we own. This house was a foreclosed house by the Department of Urban Development, I believe. Okay, and then it went to a licensed realtor that held it on the open market for quite a while because I think in January Urban Development got it back. It just sold this week. The asking price on the house was $15,300. I spoke to the realtor. He could not tell me who purchased it yet. He did confirm the sale, and he did say it was less than that amount. Okay, so if we just use that amount, that house was assessed at, I think, in the mid-40s. So if we use $45,000 and it brought $15,300, we're looking at approximately a 65% error on a county assessor's evaluation of that property, okay, prior to. So we got three really good sales in that area on those properties. Now, I did not take the 66%, the 85%, or whichever other one we came. I just merely went across the board, asked for a 30% reduction for those properties in that neighborhood based on the information from the National Standards and Poor's and the Shillings Report. Okay, and then I did my own research. Now, I will say what's really disturbing to me, folks, is that we viewed 108 recent sales in Gage County. All of them, with the exception of about five, had totally missed their mark as far as the valuations of the property between the price they actually bought. Okay. So, and I understand budgets and everything, but folks, we got these things way too high. You're sitting here on 2006 values of property, and you haven't moved them down yet. So, I think, you know, if that's enough for you folks, I'll field some questions on that particular block if you want.
Do you have rent statements, Ron?
Pardon?
Do you have any rent statements?
Actually, those properties, for me, there's only one rented in that block currently. So there is not an income approach on that property. Okay.
These six properties, then, what you're asking for is a 30% reduction in the valuation.
Right. And I think there's...
Each of them, the same amount, 30%.
Yeah. Okay. And my daughter and I use the formula, and we're within that 30%. There's a couple of them where we went 40% due to condition. You know, still we're within the realm of what that block has actually seen market sales in the last year and a half. Okay.
Could I just make one statement? First, I need to explain that we use sales June 10th or June 1st, June 30th, 2010. We go 2 years back, and then that's the sales market that we're looking at.
Okay.
So we're anything that's happened after June of 10, then basically that's not in our time frame or our study yet. So therefore, we, you know, address sales as they come in. Now, what we do is we have to go through that sale. If it is a foreclosure, we send it to Lincoln, and we do not consider it to be a good sale. If it's between relatives, it's not considered to be a good sale. So basically, the one that you're just talking about that just probably recently sold, we would not have that in our sales study yet, just for the record, so you know that, you know, there is a time frame where we go back. So,
well, we're a year behind, so the recent sales...
Recent sales aren't on the... I mean, aren't in the study frame as of yet.
And but we do that according to state law.
Right, right.
But isn't that the purpose of the protest for me today? I am not seeing these recent sales reflected in your valuations of the property yet. And that's the reason you want to protest. You want to be most current as you can. You folks have these things valued in the 2006 era, which was the absolute peak of the real estate market. Okay? And we went through the entire city on residentials, correct?
Correct.
So we need to start moving these things down to reflect current market.
You understand what Denny's saying is the assessor has to follow the law.
Roger.
Now, if you're upset with that, we've got a representative, you know,
okay,
in the Senate.
But I believe if the correct interpretation of that law is, that is Patty and her, the way that she has to bring those up to date. But if information is provided to this board that reflects a difference, then
it goes into next year. If that goes into next year's valuation, all those sales, Ron, it does not affect what we do in this year's decisions.
Okay, so you're telling me this is all a moot point.
That's up to you. We're just telling you what the law is.
We cannot use your sales of this year is what he's saying. The sales of last year we can use, but the current ones, the last 2 weeks or whatever the month, we can't use those. So
Ron,
what's the time frame?
If you want to disagree with that, if you don't agree, that's fine. But then you need to make your appeal to the church board.
Okay.
We're the ones who enforce the state law.
Right.
And one other thing, we have to use the valuation based on, I believe, January 1st of this year. So even though you have those sales in there now for July, the valuation you have is based on January 1st, so we're not allowed to come in and change that based on a sale a week ago.
Okay. So I guess what I hear you telling me is in 2 years when I come back, I'm going to be able to look at 80 and 66% reduction in my property taxes in that area?
It's how state law defines it as a good sale. I mean, we don't set state law. We try to follow.
Well, we know two of the three were good sales. I would argue that the most current one is actually a good sale, too, because it was with a license.
Ron, that's in the future. We cannot make a decision until the time comes to make that decision. We have to make our decisions now based on the law that the state of Nebraska tells us we need to follow. That's what our assessor's office is doing.
Okay. Well, let's look
can't
at
make
one.
Any predictions on what we will do a year from now or 2 years from
Patty,
now?
Patty, the parcels you have here, I need a motion to change or not change the parcels that Patty read into the record. Then we can go to the next phase, correct, Ron? That's your one neighborhood.
Yes.
So I need a motion to change the parcels Patty read into the record or a motion not to change the assessed value.
I would ask for Patty's recommendation first before we go into that, and I'm not sure
I
we
think
can
what
take
we need
everyone.
To do is look at these individuals, because you haven't seen any of these yet, so we maybe need to look at them as a board after Ron has presented his case.
Okay, that's his case on these.
That's
so,
his case. So, but what we need to have everybody
correct, Ron,
look.
This neighborhood, you're complete
that,
with this
that neighborhood.
That neighborhood
and those, is there several, seven?
Six. I got six listed. I'm not sure what you had.
Seven.
I think after he presents his case, we look at some of these
seven.
And
seven.
Try to determine, you know, if there is something that can change or not change.
But we need to vote on it today, though, correct?
We need to vote on it today, but
we can come back
by the 25th, actually.
Yeah, you got till the end of the month.
Till the 25th
Matt?
Of July.
25th.
Mr. Hasley here has basically he has his own neighborhood.
Yeah, he has his own neighborhood.
Can we have Daryl Standard just come out and look at this? He's kind of our get ahead. Can he come out and look at this? He'd be our consultant.
That's who you're
Okay. Mr. Standard is the individual, and his company is the one we have our pending litigation with, or will be filing a lawsuit against. Mr. Standard has viewed those properties within the last, when was my last protest, 08?
Probably.
He has viewed the properties in 08, reduced them down, and then now they've creeped back up again.
So you've got a conflict.
Well, what? Yeah, we have a definite conflict of interest.
So we get the conflict, so it's not a conflict for the county.
It's not a conflict with us.
This guy's under contract. My understanding, I looked at his contract with this county, as he is with several other counties. You know, the fact that he's in a lawsuit.
Well, if Mr. Hasley's contention is that there's conflict here, then why are, I guess my recommendation would just go to the Turk board. There's a third party independent of us. I guess give your case to the Turk board. Let them hear it exactly, some of the claims, and we don't make a decision here and just go to the Turk board.
And basically, Ron, is that your opinion on every one of the properties that we're going to hear today, that you have a conflict with Mr. Standard's estimate of value?
With the exception of lots, because I do not think Mr. Standard was involved in the lot evaluations. Is that correct, Patty?
No, he was.
He was. Okay. We have a conflict.
So I would move that all of Mr. Hasley's properties and put in the record by the numbers that be referred to the Turk board because of his accusations against Mr. Standard of having a conflict. I don't think
that's
we can make a fair evaluation.
Yeah, I prefer.
There you go.
Okay. We can prefer.
We can sit here. We
moved by Byers. Seconded by Setzer. Discussion.
Because we could sit here for hours and go over this stuff, and if there's a conflict, I guess. Well,
but again, just because he says there's a conflict doesn't make it so. That's my point. Obviously, Mr. Sanders is aware of this, too, because that's why he does contracts. So, you know, his expertise is contracted through this county. He's done it for years. My understanding, I'm not aware of any problems that the board or the county has had with him. And I'm just basically giving you a heads up here. The person protesting the taxes can't create a conflict for the county. Yeah, that's the expert you folks have worked with, the assessor's office has worked with. So, and again, I think the Turk board likes to review your actions. In other words, if you choose to say, we're not going to do anything with this, we're going to leave it, the values of the property as is, then the Turk can look at each one of those. Okay, but if you do nothing, my concern is you need to do your job too. Go beyond this. You've got your expert sitting over there too, the county assessor. Yeah, she's going to give you some information and recommendations. So that's just the input from my standpoint. I mean, people can't just come in and say, "I'm suing this guy, so you can't use him." No. Yeah, I mean, he's got a problem with him. That's fine. He's explained it. We go on. That would be my record.
Dennis, your motion stand?
My motion appropriate, county attorney.
Excuse me?
Is my motion appropriate because of the perceived conflict that has been brought forth and the accusations by Mr. Hasley relative to these properties, and that we have set values based on advice given to us by a person that he has a conflict with, which in effect says that is his advice to us and his appraisals were not appropriate, that we can't make a decision that is based on fact, and that we need to have the Turk board look at these.
Well, and again, they're going to be faced with the same situation, that they do not, just because he alleges there's a conflict doesn't make it so.
Correct.
He has a problem with what advice Mr. Standard is giving, apparently, to other counties.
And I'm in no way saying there is a conflict. I'm in no way saying there is a conflict.
I want to touch on something. You did say that you were comfortable and wanted to go to Turk, and that's where you wanted to end up. Is that not correct?
I assume all these are going to end up in Turk.
So, are we spinning our wheels?
I got to be a little careful here, and since I'm going to answer your question, you folks are the one that hired Mr. Standard. So if I do bring that conflict from the other county into this county, okay, you know who's going to be on the petition. It will be the Gage County.
Again, that's not a concern. I mean, you can't come in and threaten lawsuits and expect a decision from this.
We're not saying that.
Even understand. You got a lawsuit apparently with this guy. Have you filed it?
No, it has not. Okay. I said it's pending.
We haven't got a lawsuit yet, and I'm not saying he has to go out and file one. But we know nothing about what the conflict is.
Okay, and let me
something about real estate. They're arguing.
Let me back up.
I will withdraw my motion. Make a new motion.
Yes. Second. Agree.
Kathy, second withdrawal.
And I would like to make a motion that we reject the appeals, the protests made by Mr. Hasley.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman.
On all the properties or on these seven properties?
On all of the properties.
21.
Second.
All 21
I'll
properties.
Second that.
Seconded by Bauman. We only have seven read into the record. Patty's shaking her head.
Do we have to take an action, either change or no change, instead of removing? I mean,
that's
so
what he's saying.
You're saying,
I'm saying
is
make
no,
no
change.
Change.
No change. Okay.
No change is what he's saying.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Matt.
And I guess that's where I was coming from, is let's let the Turk board hear it. Just take no action here. Leave it where it's at. And if you want to protest those, go to Turk. I mean, if we're going to stay, you know, you're creating the, you say there's a conflict against the person that we've hired. Well, we think we've hired the right person. We'll just stay where it's at and just go to Turk and let them hear.
Patty?
I believe we should treat him like we have everybody else and pass the property cards around and look at them after he has given us evidence. And then we determine whether they should be lowered or not. Everybody else in a committee hearing that we have looked at, we've read them into the record, we've let the owner state their case, and then we've made a decision.
Yep.
So my
fine with that.
I think that we let him continue stating, this is my opinion, let him finish continuing stating his case. We pass them around after he's done, and then we determine whether any of them can change or no change. And then at that point, we can vote on it before the end of this meeting, and then he would know which ones we may have changed or may have not changed, and then if he's not happy, then he goes on to the Turk. Because by essence, we have not looked at any, really. All I've done is read into the record. You guys haven't looked at any property record cards, so we, in a sense, haven't done our part yet.
You're right. I would withdraw.
Well, I thought he was done presenting. I thought you were done presenting.
That's just
On those seven.
He's got 21.
On those seven only.
I thought you were done presenting.
And Rick, oh.
And so, basically, Ron, none of these are rent. Are any of these rented now?
One. Actually, 1001.
Can I ask you what you're getting for rent?
No, you cannot.
Okay. Roger's
but
recommending
let the record reflect. Let the record reflect that Patty asked him what he's getting for rental on 1001.
1001.
And he refused to give her the rental amount.
Okay. Roger recommends we've done this neighborhood. This neighborhood's been read in the record. Let's reveal.
It basically, I concur with Patty. And statute 77-1504 basically says we got to take an action on a protest. Now, the fact that you broke them up so they're easier to manage for everybody, that's not a problem. But I mean, you could save it all to the end. But I think what you're suggesting, Patty, is a good idea. So we can kind of close each chapter as we review it with Mr. Hasley.
It's up to you. I mean, before we've discussed it, after they've presented it, then we've discussed it as the board. And then, you know, Mr. Hasley can call me and tell me what we've done.
Okay.
That might, in my opinion, that's what we've done with other people.
Do you want to pass the seven around then and get that started?
Or do we want to just read all 21 and look at them after?
However you guys have done it.
That we've done it in the past. Usually the people, and then we discuss it.
Okay, read all 21 in and then.
Okay, I read these in, so then we will go to the next one that I have, and that is Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, parcel 011636000, Lot 2, Gartner's Edition, 3218 North 6th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska. 68310, parcel 0116-35000, lot 1, Gartner's Edition. This is a commercial at 3222 North 6th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, the address. 0096150000, lots 1 through 3, block 46, Beatrice Original or 3rd and Ella. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska. 68310, parcel 01347000. This is 1.74 acres in section 2246 of Beatrice Nondescript, 3304 North 6th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, parcel 01441000, lot 7 and 8 of South Beatrice or 401 South 9th. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, parcel 01484600, lot 16, block 1, West and 2nd Edition. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, parcel 0095020000, lot 5, block 30, Beatrice Original. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, parcel 01173800, lot 7, block 26, Glenover. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, 01299500, lot 7 through 9, block 3, LaSalle Sub. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, 0094730000, lot 3, block 28, Beatrice Original. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, 00581700, and this is section 238, 7.55 acres at 16351 East Scott Road. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice, 68310, 00956400, lot 12, block 34, Beatrice Original. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th, Beatrice. The address on that last one was 722 Ella. Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, 01339700, north half lot 8 and all lot 9, and south 1 foot of lot 10, McMullen Sub, 1106 to 1108 North 12th. And Ron Hasley, 701 North 7th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310, 01090500, lots 3, 4, 5, 6, and south 10 feet of the east 10 feet of lot 8, and the east 10 feet of lots 9, 10, 11, and 12, and vacated alley block 7, Cropsey's Edition, 701 North 7th. And that's the last one. Now, you know, he may want to give testimony on those others except the first ones that we had. We had those first group here, but now you may want to tell us a little more about.
Patty, were any of the evaluations changed before the hearing today?
No, basically because you came before the committee and you thought there was a conflict, so we brought it to the whole board.
Yes.
So nothing has been changed.
I need to clarify a couple things, and Roger, this may help you, why there is not a lawsuit in federal court citing a conflict of interest with Daryl Standard. There is a filing with the Turk Board in the other county citing that, and there will be a complaint with the Real Estate or Assessor's Commission up in Lincoln. So there is some, I don't want to call it litigation, it's too harsh a word, but it is already in front of the Turk Board.
Okay, like I said, I understand.
Okay.
But
I just want that for the record.
Again, if we have a problem with the expert that we've hired.
If we can keep moving along, 722 Ella and 1215 High Street.
1215?
1215 High are two of them that I want to bring up. Now, if I can address just 722 real quickly, there's some errors on the county's assessment of the property on their worksheet. One involves a garage, a detached garage. That has not been there for, I think, 10 to 12 years. So we need to get that removed immediately off.
On which one, Ron?
722. So there is some errors. And now...
I've got Ella. Is it High or Ella?
Ella. 722 Ella.
What did you say?
No garage.
Yeah, there's no garage. And so, folks, this is where I'm having a problem with. This property was physically inspected a couple of years ago. This garage has been gone for 12 years, and we still have it on the books. Okay, so we have either some incompetent work going on, or there's something else going on here. I mean, you can see from a photograph that's in the file that there's no garage on that property. Okay, and I did, okay, if I can go to 1215 High, which these are all in the same neighborhood. I believe I've got it down as neighborhood 40. And then because of the location of these properties, some of neighborhood 30 abuts 40, simply because of the boundary lines that you drew. Okay? So if I step over and grab a neighborhood 30 evaluation or a comparable, it's only because of the proximity of the property.
Is this one lived in or rented out?
1215 High is not lived in and not rented out currently. One of equalization, I guess, is the house right next door, which is lived in and is rented. You have that house valued at $29,000. If you look at the photographs, they're side-by-side houses. They're comparable in structures. They're like one-and-a-half-story type things. The bedrooms I believe they're exactly the same. And so I'm protesting that on an equalization thing. You know, you've got one house right next door. And 30% discount from what you have mine.
What is yours valued at?
Ours was valued at $36,000. Okay, and the other one is the one right next door, which produces the income and is rented. You got valued at $29,000. So there's an equalization issue. Like I said, these are side by side comparisons because they are.
What do you get for rent out of it, Ron?
I just indicated to Patty Rex that that property is not rented.
On your other one, then? The 29?
It does not. No, that property is not owned by me.
Oh, I was thinking it was. Okay.
All right, I apologize. I'll try to be clear. So that's one of equalization. I will bring in sales comparables, and I'll go down through the record, and I will just use... addresses, if that's okay with the board. 700 High, you folks had valued at $40,690. That recently sold for $32,500. So there's a drastic reduction in that price.
Sale was when, Ron?
That sale was approximately either a year and a half or a 2 year sale. The
700 High?
Yeah, it's 700 High.
And that's not your property, right, Ron?
Right.
That's a comparable.
Okay.
Right. Gosh, and I wish you could let me use names, but we're going to not do that. Okay. Another recent sale.
No, you can use them if you choose to. We're not saying you can't. It's up to you.
All right. We've already stipulated we won't use names.
It might be easier later.
Well, yeah, I got to live with these people. Of course, they'd love it if their valuations came down, too. So 317 North 9th is a property that you folks have valued at $57,245. It was purchased 10-10 for $20,000. Okay. So here again, we really missed the mark on that as far as what it was evaluated at. And Denny, I think that sale is going
317
back.
North 9th.
What was the date of the sale?
10-1 of 10. And here again, we're not down in the 2 year.
Kathy. Was that a foreclosure?
No, that was a actually a neighbor who bought the other neighbor's house. Not a foreclosure at all. Okay. Let's see what else the wife has here. Okay. Another sale within that. Oh, that's the one we already brought up. 700. Okay. So those are a couple examples. You got a side by side on High Street there, comparable. Based on equalization, they're not equal. We need to move that down a little bit. The other property, 722 Ella, you have some issues with the way the property was evaluated and the
that work, one could be corrected in house.
The work product. Yeah, and you know, here again, I'd like to see you guys go back to when it was actually physically removed and get that corrected. Or I would like to
you
go back.
You understand that's not legally possible.
I understand that you can go back a certain amount of years.
So. Protest it.
Okay. Okay. Patty, was that property 722 protested in 06 or 08?
722 Ella. I don't see that it was.
Okay. All right. So let's, can we move, you want to vote on just that little group or however you're going to do that? Or I'm ready to move.
We were going to wait until you were all done and then
yes.
We are going
okay.
To
yeah,
very
okay,
good.
I'm at the end.
All right, let's, Patty, let's move to 319 North LaSalle. And in these, I'll incorporate everything I said previously on the record as far as sales, percentage of decline in the market, and so on and so forth, so I don't have to repeat myself here. 319 LaSalle, you have valuated at $13,805. That's actually my little cabin on the river, so there is not an income-producing property there. The purchase price of that was $500 many years back. That property, I think, has been protested once before. It was reduced. Now it seems to come back up again. The comparable sales approach that we use on that 2221 South LaSalle, which would be a few blocks the other way, you had that property valued at $33,400. It brought $6,000. Okay. Huge difference.
Ron, on that particular one in 319 North LaSalle, we lowered that from $17,435 down to $13,805
okay.
And 10.
So and
we
10.
Did, and 10.
Okay. Very good.
And you're asking for $9,719.
Yeah, and I think... Folks, when I figured that, I think it was just a straight across the board 30% reduction. And I believe in 10, that was probably an income-producing property at that time. I protested that one in 10 or 08?
In 08, but 08. We changed it in 10 to $13,805.
Okay. If you came in and talked to us at any time, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, the other property I would use as a sales comparison, 617 West Paddock. It's approximately a couple blocks away. You have a valuation of $37,560. That property actually brought $15,000. So, once again, we're looking at a huge difference. The other property that's in that neighborhood, Neighborhood 10, 635 West Court, the property you have valued at $29,635. That property brought $10,000, so you missed that mark by 66%. Okay. And I think that takes care of though that particular. Well, that's an odd one out there. The next property. Would be 1106 North 12th Street. That is a apartment complex, a duplex, and we use one of those for charity for both the homeless and several of the churches in town use it for people that are like traveling ministers and so on and so forth. So that the top of that one is actually used for a charitable contribution. We are not asking for an exemption at this time, but that the board merely acknowledge that is being used for that purpose. The other unit is actually rented, and I will give you the rent on that one because I am not under contract. And if I can back up on, I believe it was Kathy's questions on 1001. I didn't mean to be abrupt about not giving my rents, but I am, on some of these, I am under a contract of confidentiality. This particular one, I am not. I get $400 a month rent out of it.
And that's on the half, the one side, right? Is this the duplex?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just on the one side.
Okay, so the other side, you don't have rented out?
No, that is the one I use for charitable. 1106 North 12th. Now that neighborhood is in.
What is requested?
79,540. He wants 51,831 with the $400 a month rent on one half of it.
Okay. That is in neighborhood 11, which is kind of an odd little neighborhood up there. And I was not able to find any sales comparable up there for like a duplex unit, but I will refer back to neighborhood 40, which is just down over here, which is a duplex that recently sold for $32,500 that had an evaluation of over $40,000. So if you move those numbers up and readjust, my $50,000 is probably not out of line at all.
And was that a good sale? That one you're talking about?
Yeah, that was a real good sale. Yep. That was on the market a long time.
Not a foreclosure between families, then. So.
No.
Okay.
On the duplex that you give for charity, what type of value do you put on that as far as taxes are concerned? Tax reduction?
I don't. Dennis.
You don't?
I do not itemize that particular one.
Okay.
Just something the wife
don't
and I
use
do.
That as a contribution.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. That should take care of that particular property. If we can do the lots real quick, Patty. $1,105 Elk, $1,300 Ashland, $401 South, 9th, one on Fifth Street, too.
1018
North Fifth. And we will go ahead and put 3222 North 6 in there. I do want to talk about that a little separately, though, because that is a commercial lot.
Is that your Walmart one?
Up there in that Walmart area up there. So, I mean, it's going to have a little type of different evaluation there. And what we're talking about, I'll just go ahead and pull it out right now and talk about it. I believe you have that assessed at, what, $22,000? Something like that.
It's a commercial one?
Well, it's a lot.
3222.
It was in a residential area. We knocked the house down, you know, after a period of time, and then it's now just a vacant lot. And we use it for assemblage to a commercial property that we have up there that we'll talk about here in a minute. So the valuation of that lot, I believe, is $22,000. Now, I do own the property adjacent to it. The lot at 3222 is a little over 100-foot lot. The lot adjacent to it is 2.07 acres. Now, you have the 2.07 acres, I think, valued at $10,000. And you got the lot valued at $22,000. So we're, you know, one of them's off. I'm going to say this lot is the one that's off.
Okay. This is the one out by Walmart?
Yes.
And do you have a house right near there too? No?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You guys kind of familiar where that is? Okay.
It would be everything south of the motel. We have those properties in there. And everything in front of the sale barn up there. So you got a mental picture, and it's pretty much right in there. We've assembled that area up there. So that's my argument there, would be one of equalization. You got 2.7 acres valued at, is it 10 or 12,000 now? Did you move that up? I believe it was 10.
We have 22,000 on
3222.
On the land. 58 on the house.
No, if you got a house, there's no house. You're on the wrong place.
This is the Swite Enterprises.
3218 North 6.
Is that the one?
3222.
It's just a vacant piece of ground.
It's just vacant.
He's protesting 3218 also. That one's got a house.
On 3218, what do you have that land valued at?
3218 is not listed on here.
Did we miss one?
How long you've had 3218 or the 3222?
10, 15 years maybe. Could be longer.
We have... Do you know the legal description on that one, Ron? Or it's 32.
Mm-hmm. What's the deal on the web?
Pardon?
What's the deal? Is he have a job or something?
I'm not on the web. Thank God.
I'm missing it.
I don't know.
You have the cardboard.
I may miss it. That's why she's looking.
Well, okay. Let me help you. Swite Enterprise. Pull that
spell
one up and see if that don't help you.
How you spell that?
S-W-I-T-E.
That's the one we've been talking about.
That's that vacant lot.
Yeah, the vacant
lot. In that group.
Okay. Well, these are things that I'm sure Patty and you guys will discuss. I'm just bringing it to your attention as one of the areas that we're looking at. So that would be one of equalization. You know, if you got 2.7 acres and you only got 10, then how can you get, you know, for the abutting one? And then we'll probably look at the lot value on 3222. Now, getting back to the other lots, I can kind of clump those all together because those lots have been set for sale by me for an extended period of time. I will go back to what the TURC board has said about applicable law and the actual value of a willing buyer and a willing seller. I will say that I could not find, and I will stand corrected if you folks bring something to me, a lot that has sold in the city of Beatrice in those neighborhoods. Okay, so we have no sales comparable on those lots. The lots, I am willing to take $5,000 on those. I have been offered them for sale for an extended period of time over a couple of years. I got no takers yet. So that would be the high end. You know, if somebody wants to offer me a little less, I would certainly look at that. And then we would have a sales comparable. There seems to be a lot of activity on this 1300 Ashland property. I put it in as a lot simply because it's got a trailer house and a garage there. Both of those items, in my opinion, have no value. I think Patty, that Daryl has put a value on those things. So I would challenge that assessment there. So basically, I think I went across the board and asked for on the lots for all $5,000.
And they're currently at the ones at 22. No, the commercial one was at 22. But where are the other lots at?
They're scattered amongst town.
No, what value on the other lots?
Oh, $5,000.
You're asking for $5,000. What's on them now?
Anywhere from 75 to 96, I think. So here again, I think I might have reduced down 30%. Maybe a little harder on the lots because we're not getting anybody to bite on them. So that should take care of all the lots. 3218. How are we doing on time?
Oh, great.
Now we can listen. Wait for it.
Okay, I've got a 3222. Which part? Well,
I think that's lot two up there at Gardner's Addition.
32, what was the address again, Ron?
3218.
North 6?
Yes.
That would be the house up there.
House up there?
By Walmart.
Yeah, and what's the land valued at?
$22,000.
Okay. And the property would
the
be?
The house is valued at $58,130 for a total of $80,130. That would be this home right here.
And I think, and what am I asking for? Down in the 50s or something?
56,290.
56. Yeah, I'm sure where I got that number was just a straight across the board 30% reduction in the price of the property. And I could not find that. That's what I would consider an in-town acreage. It's on the edge of town, but it's in town. But it's more used for assemblage to my other properties. So the value we don't put on the house, really. And I know you folks have to. But right now it's just you know, a lot, hoping that some development comes.
Is anybody living there?
No. Okay. We have an acreage out in the country. I believe the acreage out in the country, and that was some East Scott Road or something like that?
Yes.
And I believe I used the same formula. There was several comparable, there were several acreage sales in Gage County, but I could not find one that would fit this type of, this is an older two-story farmhouse, been around since the turn of the century, does need some repair, and most of the ones that I seen were nice ranch-style homes, and stuff like that that have sold in the county. So I couldn't really use those as a comparable, so I just did a cross-the-board, probably 30% reduction.
It looks like we have $29,490 on that house. Does anybody live in that home?
Yes.
Rent?
I'm gonna say that one's probably under a confidential agreement, too. That one goes back quite a ways. So, have the original tenant in there, I will say that, so the rent is extremely low.
On the confidential deal, is that with the government? Is that why you can't talk about it? Or?
No, I don't have the government contracts. These are just...
Well, no, I didn't. When you say confidential, I didn't know where that was coming from.
Well, I would have to seek permission from the tenant, because not everybody wants to know what their rents are out here.
Okay. That's fine. I just was for clarification. I didn't
know. It's not a government contract.
Okay. And Ron, the house by Walmart has a for sale sign in front of it. What did you have it marketed at?
Denny, is it the house or is it the vacant lot next door?
This shows a picture of the house.
Looks like the house.
Yeah, it's probably a for rent sign, Denny.
I'm sorry?
It's probably a for rent sign. Is it a red one? Yeah, those are my for rent signs.
Look like a Woods Brothers sign.
Oh, no. I assure you, we didn't list them. Well, can't say that either. At one time, I think that was. The land next door was listed with Woods at one time. But that is a for rent sign, if it's in front of that property. When was that photo taken?
07.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That would have been a for rent sign.
I think the only one that we haven't talked about for sure is your house down the street. Is that right? Did we talk about
that? Yeah, that's probably the most sensitive.
I just think that's the one I noticed that I don't think you mentioned.
Danny, it is a Woods Brothers.
Is it Woods Brothers?
Yeah, it blows it up.
Okay. In 07, that would have been listed with Woods Brothers for $3,300 and the empty lot and a house. They were trying to put a package deal together to entice a large retailer in town. So I stand corrected. But it has always been a rental property. Patty, did we do any of the commercials?
That swipe was a commercial. That's just the lot.
No 3300, no 123.
Third and Ella.
Third and Ella.
Third and Ella is...
3204.
3304.
And I don't...
3304 North 6.
I don't believe we... did the Fastenal building. 3414.
This one here, we didn't.
That's 3304.
3304 North 6.
Okay. 3304 North 6, we protested. The 123 North 3rd. And then the empty lot we already talked about. So if I can address the two commercial properties, I'll use the same argument. We're looking at approximately a 30% reduction in the price. The one at North 3rd, we really cannot find a comparable sale. Go ahead.
I'd just like to know, what parcels are we looking at on our sheet here then that you're talking about right now? Does Patty have that?
If you're looking at 3304 North 6th, is that the one you're looking at?
I think you're on number 5.
Number 5, okay.
961 5000 or whatever.
Oh, okay. That would be the one that has...
Yeah.
That's the downtown.
Downtown,
one.
Yeah. That vacant?
Pretty much. I have Frito-Lay in there as a tenant, and I do have the Prayer Center, which is a church, which is another charitable thing that we do down there. So there's no rent that they pay on that building.
And you said Frito-Lay? Is that what you said?
Frito-Lay.
Do they pay any?
Pardon?
Do they pay any rent?
Yeah, they pay rent, and I am under contract with them, so.
Can't, okay.
And the other one, of course, is 3304 North 6 up there. That one is actually rented also. And I did not have any sales comparable on a building like that, except I will tell you the parcel to the south just sold not too long ago at $150,000, but I kind of couldn't use it.
The vet building and the rent-to-own building, correct?
Yeah, rent-to-own building is the whole building. Or,
okay.
And then there's, well, it's multiple tenants, so it's got rent-to-own and a veterinarian clinic.
1347 and line 8 there, Terry.
Yep. And I believe we just went across the board. Did we do a 30% or 20% on
it? You want 117 on it. We have 138 on it. 138.36.
Yeah, so I think we probably did a 20% on the commercial.
That'd be about 15%.
Yeah, 15%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that one you said is rented or not rented?
Yeah, that one is actually rented.
That one's also rented.
Yeah.
That'd be Pony Express, right?
Pony Express, Vet, and the Ace Rent-Own.
Can you give us the rents on those?
I can, Denny.
You know how difficult that is if you have those rented. You know, you explained yourself as far as value is concerned about appraising, taking rent. And we can only assume that if we don't have those rentals.
Yeah. What I think I can safely tell you on that is they are rented at a fair market rent in Beatrice. And actually, one of them is below a fair market rent.
Your total rent on that property is less than $1,400 a month?
No.
Okay. Everybody remember on rental values. We have it at 138,360.
Okay. Now the house. Is that it?
Your home?
My home.
Before we get that, this is the enterprise. Swit? What? How are you related to that or associated with that?
Here again, I am an owner.
Okay, that's so you own Swit Enterprises.
That's yes.
Okay, I mean, I just for the record, I wanted because otherwise
these are some of the things I don't appreciate to be on the record. There's reasons that they're held in other entities.
Oh no, that's. Estate planning, whatever, I don't care. Yeah. I just, for the record, we didn't know that either you own it or,
yes.
or an officer or something.
I'm authorized to either buy or sell under that company. Okay.
This is line 21.
This is his house up on.
Yep.
21 is.
Are you familiar, all of you are familiar with that one? Yeah, I believe Daryl's been in that one with you at one time, right?
Yeah, and if you folks, gosh, I don't like doing this to them, but I'm going to have to. If you folks would look back on that particular piece of property, and you're going to have to go back several years because I protested this several times. There was an evaluation, and I believe we even went with the Turk board on this particular piece of property before. And what seems to happen is you get the valuation up there. I protested. You bring it back down, and I allowed inspections on that property through Mr. Standard and or his agents. They brought the property down to 165. Okay. Daryl signed off on that. And a couple of years later, you got it right back up to 275 for no reason, no improvements on the property or anything. You get it right back up. I bring Daryl back into the house. It goes right back down again. And now we're getting it right back up. Okay. Under generally accepted appraisals? Go ahead.
Since 08, we've had that at 191,915.
What did you have it prior to? Is there a 275 in there?
210.
210 back in 07, 06 is 210.
Then it was down to like a 165.
Okay, back in 04 and 05 is when we had the reappraisal done by Standard Real Estate.
Okay, and what was it?
Or Standard. That would have been 269,385. At that time, do you know whether you let someone in when they were going around as the appraisal company?
Yeah, see, Daryl has physically been in there, I think, twice, and his agents have been in there once or twice. So, like I had indicated, I let him in, it goes down, and then it goes right back up. And, I mean, there's
Well, it hasn't changed since 08.
Yeah, it hasn't changed in 3 years.
Okay.
The house
is... I think at one time, did you let us in when it went to Turk?
Yeah.
You let Daryl in then, okay.
Yeah, Daryl had... And that was the reason to go going to Turk.
That's probably why we lowered it to 191 then.
Yeah, and it brought back down.
Yeah.
Okay. And as all of you know, that house is a unique house, so you can throw sales comparable pretty much out the window. I would challenge anybody to bring me a sales comparable on that house. So that kind of wipes out equalization unless we go by square footage, but the uniqueness of the house is such that it doesn't even allow us to use that. There is no income approach on that particular piece of property. We may look at cost approach, and that is just mind-boggling. The area I want to touch on that particular house is that when they use their mass appraisal approach, I believe they consider the house at 60 years, if you do nothing to the house, it depreciates out to zero. Now, as you make improvements on the house, that's what increases your value. My argument on this house, since it is a historical house, the floors are over 100 years old. The windows are over 100 years old. Some of the plumbing is pretty close to 100 years old. And, of course, the roof is over 100 years old. And so by using their standards, those items need to be depreciated down, okay, or out completely. So basically you're looking at a structure, a brick structure, that is there and still standing. The other thing I guess I'm going to have you look at is I think I argued on condition too. Is that correct? On that particular piece of property. Okay. And when I argue condition, it's for the simple fact that these are, the light fixtures are both gas and electric. So, I mean, we're looking at old light fixtures in there. The plumbing is old from the 30s and so on and so forth. But I'll get to the roof because that is, and I will say that this is in litigation right now, is there is a roof claim on that house. And I'm going to go ahead and allow you to look at an engineer's report on this particular piece of property. I think I'll hand it to Rex. That was done by Height Engineering in 06 in regard to the hailstorm, and this is the same hailstorm that this courthouse experienced there. And as you can see on the last page, it says this house was... hit by hail. Okay. So I was required to get two estimates from my insurance company as to the repair or the cost of repair on this particular roof claim. I guess I want you folks to view the cost of repairing that.
And what did you settle with your insurance company for?
I have not, Denny. That is the course of litigation right now.
Okay, what they're telling you they want to pay, you aren't willing to accept.
Correct.
Okay, and could you tell me, please, I know within that period of time you've had that house on the market several times, for what you felt it was worth, and how much was that?
The house...
300 plus at least one time.
Three,
you felt it was worth...
385 at one time, and then there was another time that was 500 plus.
Right. And with, those are all
contents.
Since the roof damage.
Pardon?
Those are since the roof damage. You've had them on the market for those prices?
Prior to.
No, after.
Yeah, some I've had after, some is prior to.
But again, $200,000 over what we have it valued at, what you feel it's worth.
That's house and contents, Denny, if you read the contract. And here I want to be real careful because you're pushing me into an area I don't want to disclose. But
well, we're trying to arrive
at
what you feel
is
valuable
pack.
To the public, where you feel someone should pay you for it, but you don't feel it should be valued at.
Yeah, but Denny, what you're asking, and it's a little deceiving. I'm kind of disturbed because the contents in the house, as you know, have value, a lot of value. And so when you come out and ask me, blanket, what did you have it listed for? If you read the listing agreements, they will indicate that it was house and contents or certain amenities.
Did you break that down?
Pardon?
Did you break that down?
No.
Okay.
Not in that contract.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'll make one comment on that. My insurance company here a couple years ago, when they redid our house, they come back and I said, well, I would like the contents valued at this. And they said, no, we're doing a replacement thing on your house. We automatically will put your contents at this price. So most of them have a figure in mind, insurance companies do, that they will automatically. Now, you may have had more antiques or something, I don't know, might have been higher, but I mean, we have something to go by on that also. I mean,
Without getting into detail, because you did bring up a proper term, the contents in the house do not fall under the insurance guidelines as standard personal property, okay? And you have to schedule them separately as such if you wish to insure them.
Okay. So we know what contents, a lot of us think of furniture. Is this like those gas and electric lights? Are those contents?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So just so we understand, which for most people, those are attached to the realty.
Right.
And, you know, it's like a fan.
I were to give you an example that Frank Lloyd Wright windows were in that house, okay, and they can be removed, would they be the personal property or would they be part of the house?
Sure, you'd have to schedule those.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Any other ones, Ron?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Where's my whatever
right
I
here.
Just sent?
This side did not see that, Ron, so...
Can we try to take a break on Haslay and hear this lady has been sitting here waiting for an hour and a half morning.
And that's the way the game's played, though.
Okay,
I mean,
all right.
It's just
Ron,
we need copies of this, Ron.
Yeah, just one for the record because it's been presented to the board.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to have to check with my attorney first whether I can.
Public record.
It's already been presented to the board.
Or we'll read it in.
Same situation for you.
Yeah.
I mean, all the board's doing is considering that.
Yeah, it's part of the information given, so it's better to give it to us than read it in.
You want to take it
yes.
And make a recommendation.
So.
When I think this is all dealing with the roof.
It just reflects
the expenses. Basically, most people, when you sell a house, let's say we get a storm come through between purchase agreement signed and the actual closing. You sign the check over and give it to the buyer, and you call it good. So I think from the perspective of the board, you know, we're going to assume you're going to get a settlement that's appropriate. You know, so I don't see that as a negative.
Because I believe you have to evaluate the property as is condition,
but you
not
get a
what
check
it could
in there
be.
That you could get tomorrow and fix it.
Pardon?
You got a check sitting out there. You just got to get the
number. You don't know that we have a check, Roger. You see, now you're making assumptions. And assumptions.
Well, I assume you can settle it in some fashion or go to court and get the
money. Well, we are in court.
But you're asking for a negative.
No, I'm asking for a reduction in its present condition.
Is it leaking? Is the roof leaking?
You're asking me questions I don't want to get. Okay. Read the engineer report.
Okay. I don't vote okay. I just want it so it's clear.
Understand. anything else on this property? We'll review these at the end. Ron, thank you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Who is up next then? Yeah, Ron, we'll need copies. Like Don said, get the copies in. We'll review it with your information.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a copy or is that it? Okay. Cannonian? You are up, and sorry for the delay. It's kind of unusual to get behind 21 of them.
Because of that reason, but it wasn't an option, so.
Name and address for the record, please.
Tanya Kenyon, 7075 Whitetail Lane, Cortland, Nebraska, 68331.
Okay.
This is my third time speaking to the board to ask to protest the raise in my valuation. I have a few questions. I guess nothing has really been answered as to how you come to the calculations in raising the valuations in our neighborhood. I have a spreadsheet that I compiled. I have 7 copies, so someone's going to have to share.
Are you the one with the appraisal, though?
I have an appraisal, yes.
Because she does have a recent appraisal.
I sent it yesterday, but I kind of want to talk, a little bit more. In hearing what he had to say, it sounds like we can protest back 2 years.
Just because he says it doesn't mean it's accurate.
No, someone up here said that you could protest too.
Protest, if you disagree with the valuation, you must do a timely protest. You can't go back.
Okay.
He may have said something different, but...
Yeah, he did say something to that
extent. Yeah, he did,
Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't mention names. I have home 1 through 11 listed just to give an idea about what's going on in our neighborhood with people's valuations. As you see, there are increases anywhere from 1.52% up to almost 20%. I guess a lot of us are wondering, how do you guys go about doing these valuations? Because there doesn't seem to be any kind of consistency when I see a 1% or 1.5% to almost 20% increase.
Assessor.
Basically, what we do is look at the style of home. There's a lot of different determining factors. Are these all one-story ranches? Are they 1.5 stories?
So you're saying that it depends on what kind of home there is, depending on what the taxes go up in that area?
What the valuation is. We have a sale in that area of $400,000, as you can see on home number... What's it?
Five.
Yeah,
19.
We have... sales prices of the homes, you have to compare similar homes. You can't compare a 1.5-story versus a 1-story. You have to
compare. So the market, you guys don't go with the market then and compare market analysis?
We do market, but it has to be of like if that's that $400,000 home, is that a 1-story or 1.5-story?
That's a 1-story.
And yours is a 1-story also.
Mommy?
So yours would be, basically we would compare a story to a story.
How's your nerves holding up?
Gus, I'm the last one.
Yeah, Gus.
Also, and going in and looking at that information on your website, that house has been sold twice now, and you guys have it noted as not having a finished basement. And it is not a finished basement.
It is or is not?
Oh, it is. I'm saying is that there's some apples to orange comparisons going on because a lot of the homes If you look at one of the columns I have listed, it says basement square footage. And there's an asterisk, and it says no basement noted. I believe you guys have that on your copy, right? Okay, that's just my copy. Several of these homes, there's no basement noted in your notes. However, there are finished basements. I guess I just would like to know, I would like to understand the system a little bit better, and I would like to understand what system is used and how my tax valuation is calculated. Because basically, we bought the house in 2008 for a purchase price of $284,900. In 2009, you guys assessed us at a valuation of $336,690. That's a difference of $50,000 in 1 year. I didn't know at that point that I could protest taxes, so I paid those higher taxes for that year. The next year, you guys dropped me down to $290,000. In the beginning of this year, before we started the protest, you had me at $328,000. So I guess I'm just wondering, how are these numbers coming out? It just, there's no rhyme or reason. There's no calculation. There's nothing I can, you know, apply to it that makes sense to where these numbers are jumping all over the
board. You have an appraisal for $310,000, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain a little bit what we do every year. We look at sales for 2 years back. Then we determine, the state determines, we send those sales into the state. They determine if the assessor's office has it valued at a certain amount. And you pay $400,000 for it, just this particular one. And we only have it assessed at maybe $325,000. There's a ratio problem. With the ratio problem being that we have to be between 92 and 100% of market value.
Okay, so that house should come up to value.
We can't treat sold houses any different than unsold houses. That's the equalization part of it.
But
so in other words, if we have 10 sales in the northern part of the county that indicate we need to go up or we need to go down, we can do it across the board adjustment. Or this time I had my appraiser go out and individually look at some of the different qualities of homes. There's good qualities, there's excellent qualities, there's average, depending on what you have inside the home. If we're able to get into it, that's the best thing we can do. We leave callback tags for people to call us. You know, if we would like to see the interior of the home, because you know that you can build a home with the average cabinets inside, or you can go top of the line. Those are the things that determine the values after we plug that all into a Marshall Swift manual. But when a house sells for $400,000 that we maybe only have on for $325,000, we're out of line on a ratio. And the state says, assessor, you know, you're not keeping up with the market.
And I don't have a problem with that house coming up.
It can go down. It can go up. It just depends. We look at it on a yearly basis. 1 year we went across the board and just lowered acreages because they were too high. Well, then the next year we had some sales that, you know, indicated that we were too low. So it's mass appraisal. It's not as easy as a single appraisal where you go out, you pick a subject property, and you say, okay, I can find two comparable houses. We think on your appraiser there, a fee appraiser probably did that, where he would come in and pick your house as a subject. He would find two more comparable houses, and that's all he needs to find, three comparables. You know, yours, two others, three others. With us, we're trying to equalize the whole acreages, all the on that part of the county, to make sure that we're in the range with the Tax Equalization and Review Commission. Because if we're not in the range, they will come in and do a percent adjustment across the board.
So, based on that information, what you're saying is there's going to be some that are under and some that are over. And those of us who are over are paying for those who are under.
And some that are right on.
Okay.
Basically, if a $400,000 sale, that's going to be considered a good sale. That does affect your property if your property is similar to that one. Now, one sale doesn't make a market, but several sales in the upper end will determine that your value could very well go up.
And I'm not arguing that my value would go up. I'm arguing that I would be paying more in taxes than what my house is actually valued at. That the bank, that a reputable financial institution says that my house is worth.
Okay.
I don't expect
no,
to be
higher. No, I'm going to. Where you have an appraisal for $310,000, that changes the game. You had did not have it before.
Right.
And in my opinion, you're going to go to $310,000 with a pickup of the Whitetail Division to make sure equalization is in the area. If some are low, they need to be raised. If some are high, they need to be lowered. But we need to look at the whitetail development individually to make sure it is equalized. So from my end, I would like to see a motion to state parcel 002524101 would go to $310,000 as the appraisal reflects with the pickup of the whitetail estate development area.
We have went into that
bank
division. Is that the
who was the appraisal signed by? Roger wanted to know who the appraisal was signed by.
Where's the appraisal at?
I haven't seen the appraisal.
Do you have it?
You have it, yeah.
Yeah, because that'll be need to be submitted.
And, you know, the second question I have, is there a ceiling? I mean, every year, can I expect my taxes to go up almost double digits?
If you're lucky, it means you have growth in your area, yes.
Well,
your taxes don't necessarily go up because your value goes up. Are you assuming, are you saying because your value and not your taxes? They're two different things.
Right.
But isn't that a calculation? Don't you take the valuation of your home and that's a calculation with the tax levy, and that
is
basically
correct.
Probably 70% of your taxes are going to your school district.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you're really at my taxes are too high, you need to start with your school district. And
the value we try to do, like Patty has explained, in a logical, fair way, Tanya. We don't do it just to try to raise values because we want to raise values. That area has had substantial sales, and those sales have been all but one that you have listed. Every single one of them have been over what we have had the valuation on the property.
Strong sales.
Yeah. And we see that consistently. As that happens in that area, which is a good area, you're lucky to live there. We're going to look at sales. And if they go up substantially, the value on your property is going to go up also.
It just seems like there's no consistency with it. Again, we bought our house 1 year, and someone said it went up $50,000 in 1 year.
Okay, you bought your house for $284,900 in 08, and now you have an appraisal. In 2010, we valued it at $290,000, and your 2010 appraisal says it's worth $310,000.
So that's where it's going to.
So see where, I mean, you paid $284,900 for it in 08. In 10, you had an appraisal done, and it was $310,000. Am I correct?
Correct.
And also 2010, we had it valued at $290,000.
That's okay, because the year before I overpaid my taxes, because you had me $50,000 over.
Even
so
out.
It's just a...
Well, I know, but that's just not...
It's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
We recognize that.
It is frustrating.
It's frustrating for us, because we would love to...
Many a time, I've sat on this 10 years. Danny's been on this stuff a long time. I sit here and say there's no rhyme or reason a lot of times, but it's the state laws that we try to follow. And they're confusing.
The only way that you can change it, Tanya, is if we would pay a huge price every single year for individual appraisal on every single home, acreage, farm ground in the county. The only way that you can get it absolutely accurate for each property. You can't afford that as a taxpayer, and you don't want us to do that. We have to use averages. Are we always correct? Absolutely, dog? No. We absolutely are not. We aren't. We try to do the best we can to treat everybody fairly. Don't pull people out and make yours higher or Joe Smith's lower. We have to use the vehicles that we have available. If we go out and do an individual appraisal, it's a fortune, just a fortune.
Yeah. I guess just looking at the increase in tax valuation, it's just a huge difference between 1% to 20% in one given area. The numbers just, everyone's saying, how do they come up with these numbers and what makes sense? I could see if you guys said, okay, Gage County or Whitetail Lane, Buck Road, you guys are across the board going to get a 3% increase. Okay, that makes sense to me. Everyone's paying 3% of their percentage of their valuation. But it just seems kind of willy-nilly and numbers thrown, and based on the experience we've had, saying one minute saying your house is worth this much and then the next minute saying it's worth this much.
But those sales and what we have those on tax valuation are supporting it.
So basically, based on that, how I take that is you're saying I could have sold my house for $336,690 a year after I bought it at $284,000.
That's what we said then, but then we brought it down because we're saying that statistics told us that it wouldn't. So we brought the value down.
And you could be, because if you're in the 90% range, we need to be 92. Between 92 and 100. There's roughly 30 grand you're dealing with. So we're right there.
Right. We could have left it up, but we saw it should come down, and we brought it down. And as you have shown us your appraisal now, I think it will be the opinion of this board to bring it down to where your appraisal is.
But, Stephen, when you paid $284 just in 08, by 10, it was worth $310 according to
the appraisal.
The appraisal. So it's just a constant. I mean, I know it's frustrating. It is for us, too. It'd be easy just to say, okay, that's what they paid. We want to go put that
Have everybody's taxes gone up here this year or last year?
Depends on the sales. Depends on the types of homes. Rentals, probably not, you know, those types of homes. There's been tons of foreclosures. Appraisers are even having trouble getting comparables right now because properties are just on a standstill basis.
You know, and another thing based on our area, there are neighbors that their taxes haven't gone up in 4 years.
We just redid some of these and sent out some new evaluation notices. So,
do you have names?
I'm not going to do that.
Property addresses.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, we're going to move forward here. Need a motion to either support the change or a motion to recommend a change with the pickup of Deer Haven subdivision.
I would make a motion to approve previously stated.
310 appraisal. Okay. Moved by Bauman.
Support.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to reduce to 310. Thank you. Okay, Patty, continue.
Well, I guess we want to decide what we want to do with Mr. Housley, or where do you want to go?
Or do
is this the last one? Can we take a five-minute recess?
Let's take a break, and then we'll get copies. We don't have police anymore. I forget. Police is throwing stuff by now. We're going to start without the assessor. We're going to reconvene the Gage County Board of Equalization. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer.
You have to wait for her.
We can read in these.
I think she has to be in.
I don't want to walk.
I'm going to sleep.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
So,
if you've got any questions anytime, you can give me a call. Patty's got my number.
Okay, thank you.
She used to be an assessor and county board member, too, so that really helps us. So he can help.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. I sat through the board
meeting.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay, we are on.
Take care.
We're 2 hours ago.
Rex, I guess before we go read all these, I do have one listed in here.
Okay.
I suppose I should withdraw on that particular.
We could just read it right now. We could read that one right now.
Which one is it, Terry? Line 20?
Yes. Yeah. Item, our parcel number 00188-5000.
Okay, and the current value is 151,080. Requested value is 108,300. And recommended change is $109,200. So we need a motion to approve recommended change.
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. In favor, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Abstaining, Juergens. And Terry, you want to state your reason for abstaining?
The reason is because that's the property I own.
Okay. Patty, you're up.
Okay. So what do you want me to do? Read the changes?
Read them in, yeah.
Okay, now we're going to stop on Engel when we get to her, so stop me because...
Well, she's on the no change right now.
She's on the no change, and she brought some information in, so we recounted. Okay, the first one is 0116. These are the change protests. 13000 A5 Storage LLC Gary Barnard was representing this person. 547,140, 279,722 is the requested, 395,970 is the change. Second one, 01259300, Sherry Anderson, 75,070, 64,000, and the change 64,000. Next one, 01163,710. Joseph G. Aranda M. Arena, 85,895 is the current. Requested 59,381. Recommend change 73,645. Next one, 01181400. Chet and Laura Bigley, 125,295. Requested value 90,000. Recommended change 90,000. 00969600 Leo Bilsbach by Gary Barnard, 79,180, requested value 40,650, recommended 45,875. 01095000 Peggy Bolden for Elsie Totten, 61,285, 42,5, changed 42,5. 00656800 Daryl and Linda Burr, 67,140, 27,5, recommended change 41,000. 00654210 Lisa Clements, otherwise the ethanol plant, 38,465,875. They requested 32,336,105. We went to 35 million. Or 32 million is 336.
They requested 32 million. You said 32,000.
32,336,105. Recommended change 35 million. Les Dale, 00552000, 61,035, 49,820. Recommended change 54,655. 01176030 E6 Investments, 269840. No requested value. We went to 255385. 01352700 Equinox Consulting LLC by Gary Barnard, 74,210. Requested value 28,644. Recommended change 29,685. 01096700 Douglas Freetag, 46,890, 27,000, recommended change 30,000. 00334000 Ron Ferrix, 142,065, 110,000, recommended change 128,890. Dwayne Fritzen, parcel 59,450,00. 61,280, requested value 6,600, 49,540. Number 15 is 01460300, Hoover Ball and Bearing by Gary Barnard, 1,530,730, 399,331, recommended change 580,455. Next one, 00610100, Todd Heido. Current value, 212,000. Requested value, 175,000. Recommended change, 176,305. 01386100, Jim Jamison. 44,970. Requested value, 25,000. Recommended change, 34,975. 00504200 Jim Jamison, 42,500. No requested change, went to 32,000. 00504200003 Jim Jamison, 91,545, 46,265, 76,540 is the change. We did Terry's, and then did we do that lady that was in with the appraisal?
Yes.
So. Mm-hmm. The next one is 01249100, Paul and Patricia Kaufman, 212,230, 172,500, 189,500 is the change. Lauren Kelly, 00941000, 84,975, 36,000 requested value, and we changed it to 45,000. Lauren Kelly, 01383000, 71,965, 50,000, 50,000. 00942500, Lauren Kelly, 74,700, 35,000, 35,000. 01382800, Lauren Kelly, 66,975, 50,000, and we recommended 55,000. 01021100 Lauren Kelly, 91,775, requested 53,000 and we lowered to 70,000. 00364700 Paul and Minnie Koenig, this was land value only, 342,645, 319,755, 346,500. Actually, she brought the map in to us and it wasn't in her favor.
How did that go over?
Very well. She was okay. But that's the way, that's the chances you take, you know. She's very polite about it. 01374700 Sandy Mainz, 112,765, 79,800, 86,855. Jonathan and Abby Navratil, 00463800009, 243,370, 190,000, 190,635. 01236 0501, Ernest and Phyllis Norris, 298,535, 230,505, 270,885. Anybody mind reading a few? Can you do?
I can read some.
My throat's been bothering me a little bit. I got gum in, but I'm 32.
Okay. 00325-1200, Norman Party Jr. 518-025, requested 503-710, and recommended change 503-710. 00676600, Jean L. Jr. and Rebecca S. Reedy, 117-150, 64,000, recommended change 89,510. 01240-9502, Robo Enterprises by Gary Barnard, 37,000. 6616, recommended 92,50. 00197300, Norman Ruprecht, 97025, 55,000, 65,000. 01238800, Martin D. and Marlene Seckel Jr., 110235, 79710, recommended to 80,225. 00862700, Timothy and Monica Sedlacek, 19,075, 8,000, recommended 10,000. 00835400, Charles and Connie Smith, 49,735, 30,500, recommended to 30,500. 00896-3000, Charles and Connie Smith, 79,935, requested 2370, recommended 2370. 01029510, David R. Spilker, 74,845. 26,103, recommended 50,760. 00271700, James Spilker, 98,810, recommended 76,000. 00238800, Stacy and Carrie Stewart, 97,530, requested 93,530, recommended 97,330. 01507751, Brett A. Studley by Keith Krecklow, 420,560, recommended change 385,790. 00612800, Joseph and Deborah Tim, trustees, 171,235, 159,975, recommended 161,460. 00525000, Joseph R. and Deborah K. Tim, trustees, 434,355, 372,140, recommended 374,460. 01164,3208, Robert Tiemann, 349,730, 145,800, recommended 201,270. 00799,5000, Dustin Wallman, 56,000, requested 35,000, recommended 40,000. 01484,9000, Larry Wolfen, 29,430, 19,900, and recommended 19,900. 01091800, Larry Wolfen, 43,560, requested 26,000, recommended 26,000.
01-091-9000, Larry Wolfen, 36,620, recommended 28,000, requested 28,000, recommended 28,000. 00977-2000, Lester Wolfen, 50,000, requested 26,000, recommended 44,000. Lester Wolfen, 01205-3000, requested 47,245. It is valued at 47,245, requested 26,000 and recommended 30,000. 01395-2000, Kurt and Lori Wallenberg, owned by Ottersberg, valued at 43,045, recommended 18,000. Requested 18,000, recommended 23,000. 002, I'm too many numbers. Okay. 00326-3000, Gerald Yeck, 93,945, 63,000, recommended 83,875. 01470000, Kathleen Young, 151,905. 135, recommended 144,000. 01520600, Kathleen Young, 50,000, requested 35,000, recommended 35,000.
Okay, thank you.
I got a
That's
drink.
Hard work.
I know.
Those are the changed ones. So.
Okay, those are the changes. Need a motion to confirm.
Motion made.
Moved by Dorn. Second by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. No change list.
Okay. 01176-0000, E6 Investments, Inc., value $77.50. 01175-8000, E6 Investments, Inc., $2,000. 01175-9000, E6 Investments, Incorporated, $47.50. 01178-8200, E6 Investments, Inc., 4,000. 01178-9000, E6 Investments, 1750. Kathleen Engel, we are going to pull out because she does have a change on hers, right? She was protesting 191,700. Her request was 152,030, and Annette recounted it, and it would be 173,125 due to the maps that were provided.
And she agreed to that?
She left, I believe. She just left the maps with Annette.
Need a motion to parcel 00327400 to reflect the change of $191,700, requested $152,030 to $173,125.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve the change.
Okay. Back to the no change then, number 6, 4M Enterprises, 169,360. 00919-0000, Ronald D. Hansi, 97.50. 00919-3000, Ronald D. Hansi, 32.55. 01002-2000, Jim Jameson, 17,235. 00130-9000, David Koenig, 335,405. 00639-4000, Ernie Marker, 127,400. 00252410-2, Brandy Ann Colby McCormick, 231,395. 00445400, Ray E. and Marion A. Mulder, 278,200. 00412-0100, Tyson Odin, 28,510. 00252415, Tim and Heather Sakura, 384,750. 00500-8100, Wayne H. and Elma Spire, 50,540. 00009-6000, Leroy Wallman, 231,595. 00429206, Brett Wells, 394755. 00366000, Paul and Minnie Koenig, 306625. And 00336290000, Paul and Minnie Koenig, 270,685.
Need a motion to approve the no change list?
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
Vote.
7-0 to approve. Patty on the Hasley.
One I would tell you, too, is that we did review Deerhaven, and we did send out some board what on my computer. Anytime after May 31st, if I send out any kind of a correction or, you know, different value or whatever, it goes out on the county board notice. I brought those to you before. Those people do have 30 days from that date to protest. So I will give a list. I brought a packet down before, I think you remembered, and there will be a few more in that packet. Reviewed Deerhaven again, and we did do some changes out there. So there will be some of those that she will have in her packet that this board can look at, or we've approved some earlier on. It'll be the same situation.
Okay.
Now, on Ron Hasley's, do we want to just do each one individually and talk about it a little bit, or
okay. Do your changes and then no changes? That's probably the easiest, isn't it?
We haven't made any decisions though.
We want your recommendation.
Don't we need to see the property papers and stuff?
Probably do.
We haven't seen any of that.
Okay. So this one is. Do you have the first one?
Can you, if you can refer to them as our number one.
Yeah, number one. It's 95020000, Ron Hasley. It's a lot only for $9,800. I would recommend no change.
For the, because that's what the other lots in that neighborhood are valued at.
Okay. Need a motion to approve 00950-2000. Ron Hasley, 9800, requested value $5,000, no change.
Leave the valuation at $9,800.
Correct.
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Dorn.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve.
The next one is 00581700, Ron Hasley. We have it valued at $46,340. He's requesting $27,804. The land, it's an agricultural one, or acreage one, I'm sorry. Land is on at $15,550. The home is on at $29,490. Outbuildings are $1,300 for a total of $46,340.
I believe you passed that picture around. Didn't
right.
You?
No comparables listed, though, was there?
And I believe he didn't give us, did he say if that one was rented out?
It's rented. This is one, the old guy, or the confidential one.
Okay. Yeah.
One of the confidential ones.
Without the...
One of the confidential ones.
Financial statement, what it is, it should be no change, probably. Need a motion to reflect one way or the other.
I would make a motion that we make no change on that one.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Juergens. Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote.
No change.
7-0 to approve.
The next one is 01483300, Ron Hasley. $26,800. This one is located at 1021 North 6th Street. He's requesting $18,760. He pretty much indicated none of those are rented in that area. $20,000 on that one.
$20,000? Okay.
I know that group.
Need a motion to reflect the $20,000 change.
Or if any of you have any discussion. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess if this is like some of the houses we did view, I think, yeah, they should be lowered.
Okay.
I mean,
motion,
going by
Perry?
From others before, I mean, I don't know what the amount would be. I guess I wouldn't mind looking at the house if I could.
Okay.
Is there a picture of the house?
Yes, there is.
And I guess if we would have heard him as a small committee, some of those recommendations probably would have been made, but he chose not to do it that way.
Right.
It would have
been easier to do it that way, I assume. Yes.
So that's.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that comment.
We need a motion before we have discussion. Motion by Lytle. For $20,000.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Go ahead, Myron.
I'll agree with you. If he would have brought some of these to the three-member committee, some of these you sure could have dealt with, and I feel very confidently that some of these would have been changed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then he just decided, you know, so that's why.
We are on.
I don't have a problem with changing $20,000.
We could have done it much easier.
I do have one question, Patty, though.
I'm going to go with physical therapy.
How did you come to 20,000, or is that just a number you pulled out of your...
Well, basically, these are all rental problems, and as our rental properties, and as you know, when they aren't lived in, they become run down real quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just kind of look at the different values, and, you know, you can be 10% off on an appraisal. I mean, you can be 15% off. I would recommend
with others
lower.
We valued Gary, yeah. and get a sense of what they are, mm-hmm. and then instinctively we come up with a number.
The day I was there, Gary, I believe Larry Walken had three of them up in that same area.
Well, that's
and he had Larry Walken had he had sales, he had comparable paperwork, he had data and I don't know what the values were compared, but he had data to show that his value should be lower to that, and we did lower all of them. And Larry Walken had some up there. I think one or two of them was right in that same area.
I guess that's kind of why I'm asking, because I think these three for Larry Walken we approved earlier, and 20,000 is on the lower end of them three. I mean, I don't know.
Well, but this one's starting out at 26.8, whereas Larry's all started out, well, one didn't, several of them started out a little higher. I mean, I'm just...
The only reason.
The bad thing about these properties is they've been empty, and once they're empty for a while, I just, you know.
And Larry's all
know
rent.
Without being inside of them.
But
yes.
Patty, if he fixed them up, he could rent them.
I know.
I mean, college kids used to rent those places.
I know.
And again, you know, if you voluntarily let your property go in the tank,
yeah.
At what point do you say?
I don't know.
You just have a lot, and I, you know, but it's like Denny said, you value it as it is. And
yeah, it's a hard call on this because, you know, once a property's not lived in for a few years, it becomes run down real fast. So, and you know, I don't really. I mean, he's not asking for that one. What? Let's see, 26.8 to 20 is not that big of a difference, really. I mean, what, $6,800 times, I mean, it does make a little difference on taxes, but, and, you know, jump in anytime because it's just hard to say what these are worth on the market.
Dollar-wise, it's not a big difference, but it is a big change in percent. That's
okay, so the next one is...
No, we didn't vote on that one.
Oh, sorry.
We had a motion.
Rex's absence. I'll finish chairing the meeting. So Rex is absent. So we have a motion and a second. Vote, please.
No.
That was for the change to 20,000, correct?
Right, but change. 6-0 with Adams absent the rest of the afternoon, for the rest of the morning.
You can shut him off. No, just abstain.
I'm going to ask Roger. Number four, Patty, next.
Okay, 00954000, Ron Hasley, 41815. He's asking 24486. I think this is the one he indicated that the garage had not been there for 12 years.
What is the address on that one?
722 Ella Street.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I don't know that.
And if we don't catch it, it is up to the property owner to pay attention and bring that to our...
Basically, we just physically plant, look at every property every year. If he took that building down, you know, give me a call. He knows the process. Give me a call. We'll look at it. It wasn't there when Daryl looked at it. I don't know.
He's protested this property in the past
And never brought that up.
Never brought that up.
And it looks like that is that valued as a... Or is this the garage?
No, this is the garage. It's built in. It wouldn't have hardly any value to it at all. But, you know, I would be...
But it does need to be removed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this was...
Now, I don't believe he indicated he rented that one out. It's a pretty... I don't... Do you know the house at all, any of you, as far as...
Kathy, as you're looking at to speed things up, you and Dennis over there, you know what we've done in the past to be fair and equal with them. I mean, treat them the same, and rather than, you know, going through everything, just go by you guys' recommendation then, probably.
And I don't know what the land. I don't know what the land is valued at.
98. So that's where we've been.
So 10,000's on the land practically, 41,815 on the house.
No, 32 on the half in the garage.
Yeah, that's right. 41,18 on the whole property. Okay.
I think 32 is probably on the high end for that house. And we do need to deduct off the garage, which was like 700 or
Kathy, something. Is that picture that you're looking at then, is that taken when or Patty?
It was in 07.
See, that's the thing that's misleading to me. We're looking at pictures from 5 years ago.
Right.
All right, and we're basing our decision, being he's not here, with something more current. A lot of those people brought that in. We're looking at that house from 5 years ago, and that's...
And it could be more run down. Or
oh, more than likely it is, you
but
know.
It could be all fixed up, too.
It could be. But if it was, he'd probably have it rented out.
Do you have a recommendation on that, Patty?
I mean, the house doesn't look real... I guess most of his properties aren't rented. Is that kind
that's
of what
kind
I...
That's kind of the gist I got. Maybe two of them were. Is that right? Or three?
Most of them aren't.
Most of them aren't. That's what he indicated.
Yeah.
So, you know, that becomes an issue with us as to how run down they really are.
Mm-hmm. On item number four, looking for a motion to approve or disapprove... change or no change, and if there's a change, state the change proposed.
I have no motion so far.
That's why I'm asking.
No. Yeah. Kathy, you mentioned 32,000. Do you want to go with that number?
We have to leave the lot price the same.
Right.
I would make a motion we change it to 32,000.
I would second that.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Vote. Six in favor. Adams abstaining. Go on the rest of the morning. Number five, parcel 0096150000. Ron Hasley. Current value 83,055. Requested value 59,843. I need a motion to approve or disapprove any change. And if there's a change, please state.
That is the downtown.
I would make a motion that there is no change, as he does have part of it rented, and he wouldn't disclose what his rental income
I have it wrote down. It's rented to Frito-Lay. Yeah.
Okay. And the other part was a...
I'll second Kathy's motion.
Oh. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-4-1 again, or 1 abstain. Adams abstaining. Number 6... 0116360000 Ron Hasley. Current value 83,130. Requested value 56,290. Accept a motion to no change or a change, and if there's a change, please state.
That's the home out by Walmart.
And he was basing most of his on the fact that the lot is too high on this one. Is this the one? No.
No.
No, this wasn't the 20. What is this lot at?
20,000.
Oh, okay.
Remember we saw.
Oh, yeah. We saw the picture of this house.
The picture looked like a fairly decent house.
And you have to realize that's a commercial area, too.
Yeah, frontage and stuff.
I'll make a motion, no change.
A motion?
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-4, no change, 1 abstaining, Adams. Number 6, or did we just did 6, didn't we? Number seven, 012-995-000, Ron Hasley, current value $13,805, requested value $9,719. Would accept a motion for no change and or a change. Please state.
This is the one at 319 North LaSalle. It's valued at 13. How much land is there, or how big is the lot?
Wasn't that the one, Patty, that you said you had just reduced?
We reduced from 17 to 13.
Looking at some of those, I move that there's no change.
I'll second.
Motion by Byer, second by Setzer for no change.
I'm tempted to raise it.
Any further discussion?
Setzer or Lytle?
I second it.
You made the motion.
Wants to second it.
I move. I second
Kathy,
it.
That's fine. Kathy. No big deal.
Vote. Six for no change. One, Adams is abstained. Number eight, 013470000, Ron Hasley, current value $138,360, requested value $117,606. Would accept a motion for no change and or a change. Please state.
This one where he admitted his rent is over $1,400 a month. We have a value of $138,360. He wants it $117,606. If you look at the renters in that area, I think our appraiser looked at that and recommended
no change.
And I agree. I would move that there be no change on 013470000.
The motion, need a second?
Kathy, second.
Motion by Byers, second by Setzer for no change. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-4, no change. Adams abstaining. Absent. Number nine, 010-397-400, Ron Hasley, current value $17,505, requested value $12,252. I would accept a motion for no change and or a change. Please state.
What's the value of the lot on this?
It's in the floodplain.
Okay.
Land is at $500. Improvement is $17,005.
I think it could be lowered a little bit on this one, as it is in the floodplain and the condition of the home.
I think probably he's not far off in his request, and I would move that we change from 17,505 to 12,253 on 0103-97400.
Motion by Byers.
Second.
Second by Juergens. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-4, the change to 12,253. Number 10, 01441000, Ron Hasley, current value $7,810, requested value $5,000. Accept a motion for no change and or a change, please state.
That's a lot at 401 South 9th, so I would recommend no change on that. They're all valued the same.
I'll make the motion no change.
Motion by Dorn for no change. Second by Lytle. Second?
Yeah, I'll second because I want to ask Patty a question.
Okay, discussion.
Okay, this isn't the lot with the trailer house and the other outbuilding on it, is it? Because that can't be considered just a plain lot, can
right.
it?
No.
Okay, well, when that one comes up, make sure you speak.
Okay.
A motion and a second for no change. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 for no change. Adams absent. Number 11, 013983000, Ron Hasley, $38,190. Current value, requested value, $20,338. Would accept a motion for no change and or a change. Please state.
That one's in the floodplain. The land is $500.
Patty, were the lots in the floodplain there have all been valued at $500 before, or you lowered the value to $500?
They've been that way before.
Okay.
So the lot is at $500, and the building, does it have any other buildings besides the house?
No.
The buildings on, or the house is in the middle on the front.
What are you saying, Patty?
I think 25.
Yeah. That's where we've been on some of those.
The motion.
Your turn.
I make a motion that on lot number 01398300, we lower it to 25,000.
Motion.
Second.
Second. Second by Dorn. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 in favor of changing, and Adams is absent. Number 12, 01483500, Ron Hasley, current value $17,615, requested value $10,665. Would accept a motion for no change or a change, please state.
He's requesting $10,665.
But the property is valued at $8,050.
The land is $8,050. The improvement's $9,565.
What's the address on this one?
On the front of the card, Daniel.
That's 1017 North 6th.
Okay.
Up there in the North 6.
Yeah, but he had some, you know, he had some comparable sales, but one was a foreclosure, and then the other two have been since the first of the year.
Right.
This is bad as I look at it. But there are no gutters on the outside. Looks like the roof is curling up. The foundation.
Who is this? Now that whole block could be used for commercial.
Well, I was going to say, whatever you're going to do, be consistent on that block, because really there's...
Mm-hmm.
Other than, what did he say?
I don't think
the architect or the engineer had
Bickler.
It.
Yeah. Or excuse me.
Bickler. I would move to accept his request of $10,665.
Motion by Byers.
Second.
Second by Juergens. Any further discussion?
Commercial. Roger, do you feel that that's in line with,
Well, the only thing he didn't say, it is commercial, too.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Russell had two lots up there. Two lots that he sold to the movie deal. And I don't know when that was or anything, but there is some value when you're zoned commercial.
Being on
mm-hmm. the highway.
Yeah. And these lots being on commercial are not valued as high as some of the others in Midtown.
But there have consistently been lots. All the lots he's had on the east side of the street for sale, and the whole block down there, the better properties, and aren't selling.
Oh yeah, no.
Nothing's moving.
No.
And these are junk, for the record.
I don't think anybody can disagree that point.
No. Any further discussion? Vote 6-0. Adams absent.
So we're taking that one down to what?
To $10,665.
Okay.
That was a request. Number 13, parcel number 14836000, Ron Hasley, current value $23,555, requested value $16,037. We accept a motion for no change and or a change, please state.
This is right next door to the other one. It's a larger house.
I'd move to accept his requested change of $16,037 on 01483600.
Motion. Need a second.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Dorn to approve requested change. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve the requested change. Adams absent. Number 15, parcel number 14839000, Ron Hasley. Current value $28,300. Requested value $20,286.
You missed one.
We skipped one.
Go to 14.
14, I'm sorry. Number 14, parcel number 01483700, Ron Hasley. Current value $17,253. Requested value
$235.
Requested current value $17,235. Requested value $12,000. Accept a motion for no change and or a change, please state.
Mark that out.
Is that another neighbor to that?
You can keep the digits in the row.
I'd move that the requested change of $12,000 on 01483700, $12,000.
Moved by Byers.
Okay.
Seconded by Juergens. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve. Adams absent. Now number 15, parcel number 14839000, Ron Hasley. Current value $28,300. Requested value $20,286. We accept a motion for no change and or a change, please state.
Is this the one that's rented? 400.
What's the address?
1001 North 6th.
No, 1106 North 12th was rented.
Okay.
I do have it. He has it. It was rented, but he wouldn't give the amount.
That was the other one? Okay. My bad, Denny. It was.
No, I mean, I think there's another one, though, that was 400, but
still consistency. I would move that the 01483900 be lowered to the requested value of $20,286.
Moved by Byers. Second by Juergens. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve. Adams absent. Number 16, parcel number 01484600, Ron Hasley. Current value $8,050. Requested value $5,000. Accept a motion to approve no change and or a change, please state.
That's land only. I would recommend.
A lot only.
Lot only.
I'll make a motion for no change.
Motion by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0, no change. Adams absent. Number 17, parcel number 00947300, Ron Hasley. Current value $36,120. Requested value $25,193. We accept a motion for no change and or a change. Please state.
This is 1215 High.
That's the one that said next door sale was $29,000.
Of course, you don't know.
Yeah.
What was next door?
Didn't have an address or a picture or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would move that 00947300 be lowered to the requested value of $25,193.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Juergens. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve the change. Adams absent.
Number 18, parcel 01173800, Ron Hasley, current value $8,125, requested value $5,000. Accept a motion for no change and or change, please state.
Gary, this is the one that has the $625 on it.
$625 on the improvements.
What's the improvement?
The pictures.
Trailer house.
The trailer house.
Yeah. Way
junk.
That would equate to about $8 a year taxes. Take it off. I don't care.
So what is the land valued at on this one then?
$7,500. I would make a motion that there be no change on this, as it is basically a lot with $625 value on a garage, and so I wouldn't make a motion of no change.
Motion by Setzer.
Second.
Second by Lytle for no change. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0, no change. Adams absent.
He didn't give any indication that that was torn down or anything, did he?
No.
He said it was there.
Okay. Number 19, parcel 01339700, Ron Hasley. Current value $79,540. Requested value $51,831. Would accept a motion for no change and or a change, please state.
I believe this is the duplex that he's got one half of it rented out for $400. If I'm right on that.
1106.12.
Giving away the other half. Yeah.
The other half, I think he's noted that it's some charitable thing. Mm-hmm. Again.
It doesn't reduce the value of the property.
No, it doesn't. If he wants an exemption, that's the proper way to come to the board, and then he can do it. That'd be my suggestion.
I would move on 01339700. There be no change.
Motion by Byers.
I'd second that.
Second by Setzer. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 for no change. Adams absent. Number 20, parcel 01163500, Ron Hasley, current value $22,000, requested value $10,000. Would accept a motion for no change and or a change, please state.
Really slight enterprise, a partnership, which he is a partner.
It's a commercial.
He says.
I would recommend no change because that would make this lot price consistent with this other lot price, and it's a lot only.
Motion by Setzer for no change.
Is that lot up in the, excuse me?
It's right next door to the one with the house on it.
Up north town here?
Right. It adjoins
frontage
it.
Frontage right up against the
and
highway.
Both of these lots would be valued at $22,000 then.
Okay.
We need a second before we discuss any more.
Motion by Setzer for no change. Need a second.
Second.
Second by Dorney for the discussion.
Was that 2.7 acres of ground? Is that what that lot was? He kept talking about 2.7
acres. Right. Where has that come up yet?
Somebody else's.
I think he owned it. But
he owned the lot adjacent to it. It had 2.7 acres.
And he was not protesting that one.
No, but he's trying to use it as a comparable.
Right.
You know, that this one's a huge lot, and it's only valued at...
But you said this one had highway frontage, and the others probably doesn't.
Okay.
So this one could almost be this one would be considered commercial though then lot, and that's why it's valued to where it's at.
It's commercial with frontage, as was
with
the other one that had the house on it was commercial with frontage. Both of those are valued at $22,000. Now the other
is that what he was saying then?
The comp I would assume had no frontage on it.
Well, is he talking about where that house set? Did that include the 2.7 acres? Is that what he's talking about? Value of that land there?
No.
Okay.
We don't have an address or parcel number.
No,
on that.
The 2.7 acres he owned and that is valued at a lot less than this. But that must not have highway frontage, or it doesn't have something, or it wouldn't be
right.
Roger, what did you have the number? What was that 2.7? Did he say it was 8?
He just said it was. He owns a lot adjacent, and it's listed for $10,000.
Right.
That's all he said.
I remember the $10,000 figure he mentioned on that.
So I mean, that was why he put the $10 down. But like you say, If it may be adjacent on the backside, although, well, yeah, it could come in on that road from the
I think he owns some back of that house, doesn't he?
I think so.
I guess this doesn't have anything to do with this parcel, but I wonder if we shouldn't look at that parcel and see if that's valued properly. Maybe that should be raised.
Did he give us who it was? Or it
he
was,
said he owned it.
Yes. But he didn't protest it.
No. No, and he didn't give us address or parcel number.
One has to be raised or one lowered.
No. Well, but if this has highway frontage, though, and I mean, there's value for that, especially up in that area.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if we change this one, we need to go back and change the land value on his house and all of the others that have. So
to be consistent.
To be consistent. Right. So I believe we need to keep this the same.
He takes it to Turk, then we'll, and I'll look at the in the meantime. But if we take it to Turk, then we can also know more about what we're. But I'll look at the one that I think he might be talking about.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote 6-0 for no change. Adams absent. Number 21, parcel 01090500. Ron Hasley, current value $191,915. Requested value, I don't have.
He didn't put one on here.
Okay, so he wants it lowered, but there was no request. Would accept a motion for no change and or a change. Please state.
That would be his house up there.
That would be his house up here, and that he gave the...
We saw the picture of that one.
Yeah, we saw the picture, but this is the one where he actually had the appraisals on the roof since the hailstorm to redo the roofs at a considerable amount of value, a little over $300,000, which that must be why he's in litigation with that.
Who knows?
I would make a motion for no change on the...
Motion by Setzer.
Second.
Second by Byers. No change. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I got a question. I guess at what point or how do? My thought is almost to raise the thing. I mean, and that's what I'll just bring that up. I mean, if you look at some of the numbers he brings in and some of the arguments he has for lowering stuff, and conversely, I mean, he's arguing the three ways to value stuff, and you look at some of that, then by rights, this one here should be raised.
Absolutely.
Got to say, I agree with Myron completely on this one.
Yeah, because I asked Terry, I said, at what point or how much do you raise it, or how do you come up with a figure to raise it?
Well, if there's any comparison, at least you take the neighborhood. The house right next door to it of Dr. Crandall's, he bought from Bill Jr. or Billy the Third for $229 or something like that. That's on a Georgian-style brick home. Half the size, but it's much newer. You know, there's almost $40,000 more for that property. Smaller lot, well, the back of that lot. He goes back quite a ways. But got to be worth at least $191,915. Mm-hmm. Now, he's trashing the inside of the house. Okay? It's not good. And Daryl has looked at that, and Daryl has said that the inside of the house, he's doing some... I think $191,915, probably at this point I would mark it for review, but...
Daryl has been in it. He has not let me in it, so...
He's not let you in it?
Okay. How long ago was that? Do you have any idea?
I would say a good 2 or 3 years ago.
But nobody lives in this house then? Or
he does.
That's what I thought. He actually lives in the house right now, even though the comment may be that it's not the best of shape.
Right. And when I made that comment, it is deteriorating somewhat on the interior. They have started doing some repair work on the inside, but not complete by any stretch of the imagination. Carpet, woodwork, things that do need a substantial amount of work, I'm told, by Daryl.
I was in it a year ago. He held a meeting there, and I have to say, I mean, yeah, it's old. It's very, very old. It is gorgeous. It's, you know, the things, the fireplaces, the floors, it's beautiful. And I mean, yeah, it needs some maintenance and some upkeep, but yeah, 191 I would say is on the low end of its value.
How long has he owned it? Yeah.
I'd have to check with the registered deeds.
Okay.
Maybe 1996. Paid $200,000 for it.
Paid how much?
$200,000 in
96. And again, he tried to argue the depreciation factor, which is something, but like in an older home like mine, it's hard to argue that because it actually increases the value of, you know,
right.
That old oak in it. So you start looking at insurable value or replacement costs, and he didn't want to talk about that. Of course, I understand why. You know, that's that.
You couldn't afford to build something like this today.
Be the most expensive house in the county.
Yeah. You also can't afford to own something like this today.
Homes like this in the city are multi-million-dollar homes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. I'm probably going to vote against it just because I think the valuation ought to be higher.
All right, so I have a motion for no change and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 5-4, no change. Okay, 4 for no change, 2 no, and 1 absent or abstaining. 4-4. Got all that? Okay. What did we do? So it changed, but by a vote. Okay. Anything else, Patty? What do we else we have on the? That's all I had on the agenda. Anything else for our special meeting for protest for the Board of Equalization? You want to schedule another one, Roger? Seeing no suggestions, Board of Equalization adjourned.
Thank you. And the Board of Equalization Committee will.